This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio and another Town Hall Academy. Good to have you here. Thanks for your loyal listenership. I sure appreciate it. And, you know, we always say this, listen to learn just one thing. And I just recently added and implemented. And if you take great ideas down from all the episodes that you listen to and you don't react to it, then shame on you. Got to do that. Hey, Breaks for Breasts is coming up. And it's in October. I think one of my guests that are on here, I think they're the number one donator to Breaks for Breasts. October of this year, breaksforbreasts.com. We have a great episode coming out soon. It's one of the best we've ever done. Up to $2 million raised so far over the 11 years that Breaks for Breasts is out there. It is one of the most worthy causes in finding a breast cancer vaccine. And also, hey, thanks so much to our sponsors. Hey, let's face it, your shop management system is the most critical tool in your shop. And NapaTrax will move your shop into the SMS fast lane with on-site training, 6 days a week support, and local representation. Find NapaTrax on the web at NapaTrax.com. Hey, how well does your team know their stuff? Test their automotive skills with the Today's Class Basic, Advanced, or Service Advisor quizzes. It's a quick, effective way to spot gaps and grow stronger teams. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. I've got one hell of a panel, at least Dan Taylor tells me this. Frank Ruzicka, BG Automotive. Brian Gossel, 5 locations, Fort Collins, Colorado area. He's the store lead at the Webster location, and I can't wait to hear about all the great stuff that you're doing to make up on calls. Jesse Peltzer, area manager for AutoStream Auto Care, and AutoStream is one of the biggest donators for Breaks for Breasts. And thank you for all that you guys do. You're overseeing 5 of the store's locations as the area manager, and it's a 10-location operation. Great people out there. Kent Von Schilling, Chief Operating Officer of Ferber's Tire and Auto, Richmond, Virginia, oversees the day-to-day operations of 4 repair shops and 1 body shop.
Yes, that makes things fun.
You know what? I could go on to a litany of questions that I'd love to ask an automotive guy who's leading body shop. But look, we're here to talk about outbound calls. We were just talking before I flipped on the record button and saying, if I get a phone call from a repair shop saying, you know, even if it's a week later, everything's still okay with your car. And I say the word, things are great. I just committed some kind of loyalty to you. And what I would love to know in this episode is why it's important. How are you guys getting it done? There's so many excuses why people can't make outbound calls. And Dan Taylor has proven to me how, when you look at the metrics of the time that you end up having in a day, that they can be done. A lot of people will go to voicemail and you can leave a very positive voicemail. But I would love to know from you, Jesse, is this just a routine call or is this a big commitment to the company?
Well, I mean, I think the big commitment to the company would stand out, right? It's not just a little call. You're proving to yourself the integrity of what you just did for the client. You know, it wasn't just a cash grab, for lack of a better term, right? You really valued what you did, advised them on, repaired, and, you know, everyone subsequently cares about the relationship you're fostering with them. So checking up to make sure everything's okay seems pretty natural to me.
Absolutely. Kent, you make phone calls for a Virginia inspection. I find that so interesting. First of all, thank God Virginia still has state inspections, number one.
Agreed, 100% there. Yeah, I literally was in one of my shops last week and a longtime customer came in and said, you saved me. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, you called and reminded me about my state inspection. What if I'd gotten expired? Well, we all know it's not that big of a deal, but it's a huge reminder. I mean, to your point, you can send we have CRMs where you can send a text message, but the actual call to have that conversation with the customer goes so much further in our relationship model that we built. It's just huge, in my opinion.
Good for you, Kent. Frank, the psychology behind the call from an advisor's perspective, what is it?
What I found is that the biggest pushback I get from advisors is they feel like they are cold calling somebody, asking for another service or following up with something. It seems to be their biggest roadblock. And the second one is, I don't have time. I don't have time in my day to get this done. And if you look at the metrics of it, like you said, there's plenty of time in the day, especially if you set reasonable goals and reasonable expectations for what we're looking for. If a single advisor services 25, 30 cars a week on average, I find it hard to believe that they can't find room to call 25 people back the next week.
Okay. Can I throw the Dan Taylor stats at you all? And I know you know them, but I want to read them out here for our audience. First, the statistics. If you make 10 calls, you'll leave 8 or 9 voice messages. Of those 8 or 9, 1 or 2 people will call you back within a day or two. But Dan has this really great routine on how to ask for that call back. If you make 10 calls, you will make 2 appointments, maybe not for tomorrow, but a couple of days out for the following week. And if you make 10 calls a day for a week, that's what would be 50 calls. I can guarantee you that you'll have 6 to 8 appointments within the next 2 weeks. That's pretty powerful stuff instead of waiting for the phone to ring, right?
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes we forget the phones work both ways. So we expect people to call us. We help them when they call us. But as we know, life is busy. And I put oil stickers in my own cars for the same reason why I put them in everybody else's, because I can't remember when the last time I did whatever else I did. So life gets in the way, and we have to be the ones that reach out to these people.
Yeah. But how about the cars that are popping up on their computer screens that you need to have, that your oil changes do or maintenances do? Does that work, or is that just a nuisance for people and they just turn it off?
I think it's a nuisance, but you know, it's an alert that's necessary, right? So the nuisance becomes the necessity.
So you get the phone call from the shop saying, yeah, I know, but thanks for calling.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the text message is. I feel like, you know, the CRM, or at least using a text platform to reach people, is sometimes, you know, you can get them, get their attention and not need to get them on the phone. So each client would dictate that, how they like to be communicated with.
That's the key. Am I right?
I believe.
Yeah.
So in your CRM program, if you're going to sit and do outbound calls and it says positively, absolutely no phone calls, only text, then you will then act accordingly.
Certainly. Yeah. Adhere to that. I mean, if not, pardon me, you're going to fall on deaf ears, and that's, you know, what you're trying to do.
Okay. If it's text only, are you finding that people are texting back? Well, tell me when I can come in, or I'll call you soon. How does the two-way work with text, Kent?
What we found, in if it's text only, you know, our CRM, basically our guy that does, Rick is his name, that does our outbound calls, he'll go in and start that conversation pretty quickly. I mean, he's pretty witty, so he'll come back and forth and go right along with the text. To second that, our advisors and our sales staff on the front counter, they know when to make notes. So if Carm, if you come in and you say, don't ever call me, we have one person that's a sheriff and doesn't want to be called, wants to be text. So we make a note that Rick can see, that we all see. That way, moving forward, he's only communicated by a text message. So that's a vital part, at least for us.
Guys, I need to know something. I just spoke with somebody the other day who said, the phone's not dead, Carm. People still use their phone, even if it's for mindless scrolling and texting. People still want to talk on their phones. And I kind of tucked my head on the side a little bit. I says, wow, I find it fascinating that that individual would say that. Is he right or wrong? Frank, any idea? Your thought?
It's really hard to answer that, because a lot of the newer generation wants to text. They do not want to talk to me on the phone. They prefer to communicate in that direction. But a lot of my customer base of a certain generation would prefer phone calls.
That's the point. It's age-based. Wow. Age-based. So if you were talking to an individual with gray hair, wears a white shirt to a podcast, would you think I want a phone call or a text?
I would ask you the question. Do you prefer communication via text or phone call or email? What works best for you? I'm here to facilitate whatever your needs are as far as automotive, but communication-wise, you lead the charge on that, and I'll just respect whatever your wishes are.
You know, Frank, I'm getting too many spam calls. I guess you should just text me.
Absolutely. I can definitely do that for you.
I know. I don't know about you guys, but this spam epidemic is getting terrible. It's actually hurting the value of picking it up and talking to a person.
In that particular instance, and I mean, everybody can relate to that, regardless of what part of the country you're from, you could have that conversation at the counter and say, I'm going to start off by sending you a text message with your link for your inspection. After that, I'm going to text you that I'm going to be calling you. So expect my phone call after that. Just setting up the expectation for that customer so they know that when they get that random phone number, that it's you, then they answer the phone call.
Jesse, we've talked about some high level now. I want to get into the real meat. Is it bringing in value? Are we bringing in appointments? You know, even though we talked high level earlier, the call for many of your people may be very difficult at time, but do they come over the hump and realize, listen, I know that we're talking about maybe 2 out of 10, but those 2 out of 10, it's important. I mean, they need more work. They want to keep their car current. They appreciate us. We're developing loyalty. Talk to me about the mechanics on how it's working for you.
You can get a lot of details out of it if you're asking the right questions when you get them on the phone. You know, you got to hit the key points. Are they still in the area? Do they still have the car? And then first and foremost, it's identifying if you're a change in management or if there's been a lapse in their visits, quickly saying and identifying, you know, how come we haven't seen you? Just asking them why they haven't come back. And then at that point, hopefully being able to navigate them in a positive way.
Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, want to test your team's knowledge? Well, today's class quizzes show how much your techs and advisors really know, so you can train smarter and build a stronger, more efficient team. Whether it's the basic quiz, perfect for all techs to test their foundational knowledge, the advanced quiz, built for experienced technicians ready to dive into complex topics, or the service advisor quiz, focused on communication and customer service. Now, each one gives your team a clearer view of what they know and where they can grow. Take the quizzes now at todaysclass.com/TC quiz. Let's talk about a customer that you've had. They were just in three or four months ago, and they may not necessarily be a repeat or have a ton of loyalty. Will they take your call? And if they do take it, what's the likelihood that you grow them more inside of your business?
I found in a 3 to 4 month window, you should be able to get those folks back in pretty easily. Whether you're doing just a follow-up, you know, just touching base, saying hi, you know, from that standpoint, or maybe you're making a declined service recommendation call based on, you know, tires or brakes or a safety item. A lot of those times you're in that, still in that, should be in a good spot unless they had a poor visit. And I would think that we would have identified that in one of our thank you calls in the days, you know, after the visit. So hopefully there wouldn't be any kind of issues to be navigating at that point. And it would just be more so the conversation of, let's forward schedule your next visit, whether it be oil change or let's revisit some of the more serious things that we just didn't tend to last time, right? Speak to those.
Kent, your thought on that question about, you know, within 3 or 4 months they've been at your place and to get them back in to develop loyalty?
100%. I mean, not to say the same thing Jesse said, but like that's what our whole model is, a relationship model. We want you to come back. We want you to choose Ferber's. You have lots of options, right? But we want to be the to excel and be your go-to to place. How many times does the customer say you have to have a good doctor, you have to have a good auto repair shop? We want to be that repair shop. And what we've learned in the short 4 months we've been doing this is we do a pretty good job, but we've also learned there's some things and some idiosyncrasies we need to work on that for the customer to make it better.
Like what?
Honestly, early on, our DVI, when we would send our DVI, we weren't uniform across the company. One shop was color coding. One shop would color code 50% of the time. And Rick, who again does a great job, jumped right in with both feet and said, we got to fix this right away. We want the same experience across all four stores. You know, body shop's different. But so that's something we jumped into and it's been huge. And we've learned that that's to be uniform as we grow. We got to have the process in place and make sure everybody's is toeing that line, staying between those guardrails.
We have an episode coming out on process and systems. You just nailed it. And especially you guys are all multi-shop operator companies. and how difficult it must be for all of your jobs to keep everyone on the same page. Right, Frank?
Absolutely. That's 90% of my job.
Can you echo anything more that Kent or Jesse said on this?
They pretty much hit the nail on the head, but I think the biggest point to making these outbound phone calls is not necessarily you're not trying to sell them anything, or you're not trying to remind them that their car is broken or they need to spend money with you. It's just you're staying current with them in their decision-making of what's going on in their lives. People use their cars every day to live, to pick up their kids, pick up groceries. And you're just reaching out saying, this is what I think we should do to keep you on the road because I care. And we don't have to do it today. And that's not what this is about. This is me just letting you know that I care.
Frank, you just said no sale. I believe you just said that. This is a no sales call. And I want to bring up six different types of calls. And this is from Dan Taylor. He sent them to me. Number one is a thank you call. Easy peasy, you know, appreciate you. Number two, it's time to make an appointment call. Number three is the deferred work call. Number four is what happened to you call. Number five, your warranty is about to run out, which I think is really cool, powerful. And courtesy, winter, summer, fall, spring, vehicle check. Wow. Who could argue with any kind of strategy in those calls, depending on, you know, the timeline from the last time that they were in or weren't in? Do you sit down with this as a hierarchy and say, this call we're making is going to be a what happened to you call? This call we're making is going to be a deferred work call? Who picks that strategy?
So kind of how I outline it for myself and the advising team here is that it's based on the time frame from the point of visit. So within a week, we have a phone call out to them just to say thank you for coming and using our services and then making sure everything went well. If something didn't go well, we try to figure that out. At that point, we're not doing anything as far as related to anything other than what they did. So kind of reassuring that they did a great job fixing their car with us. 3 weeks out, we'll make a phone call and that will be your deferred work, like whatever that might be. Depending on what the situation is, then around the 6 month mark, we aim for our re-up on the oil change, see where they're at, see what's going on. And then 12 months out is we miss you. We haven't seen you in a while. What's going on? Like, can I help you? The warranty phone calls are out from that. And we found that if you just break it up by time frame, then we're touching customers multiple times a year just by leaving a voice message saying, how are you doing? Can I get you on the schedule? Stuff like that. And just staying current with them, making sure that when they do need a problem fixed, that we're the ones on their mind.
How are you tracking this? Is it CRM or is it a process sheet, Excel spreadsheet? How are you tracking? I made this call, here was the outcome. And then in 6 months, we're going to make it again. Because process and system in making this work, it can't be haphazard, right?
It really can. We have to be really forthcoming with our note taking. In our program, in our point of sale system, we have the ability to see when the last time we saw a customer in, so we can track based on that. We go into the customer's account, we can see the notes that were made from the last phone call, so we can kind of see what was said and kind of follow up with them there. I challenge all of my teammates to talk to the people they've already talked to in person. Like, reach out to those customers and be that guy that, like, I saw you 12 months ago for that oil change. I saw you 6 months ago for brakes. I'm calling just to make sure that your oil change is good. I'm your guy. They call up and say, I want to talk to Frank, is what I want people to say. So they know who they're talking to. And then I have that relationship with them. And at that point, we can come up with a plan for the car. Is this car going to last your daughter through college? Is this car need to last you another year? We need to figure these things out. And I know that information. And so when you call up, it's like, hey, you got some things going on. We just need an oil change today. We got 6 months to go until that finish line before your daughter graduates and we get her a new car. So it's all about the relationship building and touching those people and just staying current.
So Jesse, if Frank called you and says, I'm your guy, are you good with that?
As long as I was happy with the visit and felt that it was my money was valued. Yeah, 100%. I'd let him be the guy. Yeah.
Thanks, Jesse.
How are you guys tracking all of this, Jesse? Making sure that you take good notes, the good discipline, which calls you're making?
Day to day, we do Excel sheets for thank you calls. So each following day, everyone has to follow up on the previous, you know, clients. They record that in an Excel sheet that's sent in at the end of the week. It has all the calls made. Forward scheduling are kind of made the same way. We try and get those just wrapped up at the end of the week, but they do so many per day to make sure that the upcoming appointments are set to come in. We use that as a chance to also talk about past recommendations. The CRM does a lot of the stuff in between. I'd say probably the, you know, around the 6 month mark, any kind of, you know, just automated services that'll send out. So that's takes a little bit of the desk work out of it. And then at 1 year, we'll hit them with the where have you beens, right? Kind of checking in when we missed you kind of. And then at the 18 month to 24 month is when we're going to be reaching out for warranty calls, because we have a 2 year and 24,000 mile warranty. So we kind of let that get right to that ending point and, you know, try and reestablish a relationship there just for the benefit of the warranty period.
And again, if it's only text, you're letting your CRM do it?
So the counter staff or the advisor that may have worked with it, or the director, if they're familiar with the client, you know, from previous visits, I would have them write a personalized message out to that. Nothing that's just going to be a stamped kind of interaction. Because me personally, when I get the redundant same messages from people that I receive them, I just don't feel that that's a genuine, right? They're not really caring, right? That's just the automated. I'd like to feel a little bit more fabric of the visit, you know, so that that's what I did when I sent them out, is I cued to certain things that may have taken place or certain things I have noted in their system on their profile to really tap back in so they feel the value. And it's not just as though we're like, hey, where have you been? Come see us, you know, put some money into the car. It's not that. It's really checking on them and seeing if everything's okay.
Kent, do you guys do personal messages?
We do. If it's a CRM to the sales team, yes. If it's from my outbound call guy, then he relies on the messages that we put in, much like Frank was talking about, to know what's going on with that car. But yes, on a day-to-day, on the front counter, personal messages all day long, yes.
Kent, can your company survive without doing this?
The simple answer is I would say no. I mean, I'm a firm believer. Like I said, we started this 4 months ago, and it's been huge. I mean, the amount of Google reviews we've seen, the positive messaging we've seen, just the responses that we've gotten is amazing. So I think this, to your point, you said it best, like the phone is not dead. And Frank said it too, like it goes both ways. So this is the future, in my opinion. People want to still talk. Yeah.
Kent, you just blew me away by saying 4 months ago. Frank, how long you been doing it?
We've been doing it since December, so about 7 months.
And Jesse?
Since AutoStream has been around, basically. I've been there doing it for 4 years, so.
Okay, so you've got the legacy behind you. AutoStream couldn't work without this. It's foundational in your company.
Yes, sir.
And Kent and Frank, you probably, wow, Jesse, I guess we should do this. And, you know, Dan Taylor being a coach and building the process and the reasoning behind it all. You couldn't go back, Kent or Frank. Frank, you couldn't go backwards, could you?
Absolutely not. In this day and age, like, there's a lot of places that can fix cars and repair cars. It's what sets you apart. And in the AI-driven world that we live in, it's that personal one-on-one connection that really is going to set you apart. I can't foresee us going back to doing it the old way of just sending out random marketing points to customers. I want to be able to talk to them, make sure that they're doing okay, make sure they still have the cars, ask all those questions that we need to know and build that relationship with them. Because I find, and this is just my belief, that the more and more we get automated, the more and more that personal one-on-one connection with the human being is going to be important.
Jesse, I think of the word opportunity for growth. And you guys have been doing it for a long time. When you think about, let me see, I'm going to spend money on AdWords. I'm going to do all of these things that I could find and bring in new accounts and be involved in the community. And right here, this opportunity for growth is, where's my phone? It's right there. And it doesn't matter if it's text or if it's voice or voicemail. Aren't people striving for connections and connectivity?
Yeah, they want you to value the relationship, and that's exactly what that communication does. I mean, sometimes it's the best thing to just to reach out because, I'm sorry, to have a client reach out just through the text platform back to the CRM because they want to share something, you know, conversation-wise that had taken place with an advisor or the director. So they're valuing that friendship, relationship, the rapport on just not an automotive level, right? That's how you know, I think you've really won, is when you're having that kind of the foundational relationship.
Agree, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a duh moment. Duh. Ever have your client leave with a reservation for future maintenance like we do in the dentist chair?
100%. I like to take credit for what I'm about to say, but I can't. I have to give it to one of my teammates. He coined the term the digital oil sticker. Now, we've been using oil stickers in cars since, I was a kid. And so we're already doing it. But what we're doing is we're just letting the customer know that I put in the computer for a digital oil sticker that is set for the date that your next oil change is due. This is going to be an appointment that we're going to set for you to call. We're going to call and reach out to you and see where you're at. If we have to push that out 2 months because you haven't driven that much or whatever that looks like for you, this is what that looks like. So it's just relaying to something that people already are accustomed to, but making it digital so that, hey, you don't have to think about it. I'm going to call you in 6 months or whatever that's set out to be. So the digital oil sticker. Shout out to my teammate for that one.
Is that copyrighted or trademarked or anything?
Steal it as much as you want. I think everybody should use it because it's easy. People know what state oil stickers are for. And when you say, hey, just put it in the computer digitally, they're like, that's amazing. All we're doing is setting an appointment reminder for us to call them in 6 months.
Well, I'm impressed by digital.
Me too.
It's a we have your back policy. We have your back moment. And we have your back through this digital oil sticker reminder that we're setting in our system for you. You do that for me? That's the moment that goes on up here. This industry of ours is amazing to have entrepreneur people like you guys, leaders like you, teams that want to, you know, bring new policy ideas and systems together. And then there's all those other ones out there that are struggling and says, I can't make any money. And you know, I can't find anybody to come and work here. And you guys are like forward leaning over your skis, proactive in all of these systems and policies, never forgetting that the client's the number one reason you do all this stuff.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Without them, we're just sitting here with a bunch of wrenches in our hands.
And you say goodbye and thank you very much. And how many shop owners don't think of what happens next? It's not hopefully they call. Hopefully they see a Facebook post. Hopefully, it's like, wait a minute. Hey, we'll talk soon.
Hopefully. Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know it's not a perfect world and some of that stuff's going to fall off. But if you don't purposefully do this stuff and reach out, and I think it's all about building a relationship, period, done. If they love you, the service was great, the follow-up is good, the warranties are covered, the maintenance is being protect my back, we've got your back, who would go anywhere else? Now, I know that's not a perfect world, and I know it's never going to happen 100%, but what do you think? You got a 90% chance of having them back? Any idea, guys, ever felt that?
I think on a positive interaction with the actual repair or service, with the follow-ups and the continued following up, I would say 90% is a very conservative number. I would say it's a lot higher than that. Just because, again, like we can't control a lot of things in this world, but we can control the experience that you have here at our shops. And with that alone, that could seal a deal for a lifelong customer.
Yeah. Agreed. Again, back to that relationship model. That's what people want. That's what we're giving them. Like, I mean, you said it best, Carm. We've got your back. You know, we're here.
God, that is just so cool. The digital oil sticker. We have your back. It's like, I never looked at my roof. Do I need a new roof? I mean, there's so many things that go on in our world that over time, we got to pay attention to them. I think people just, they get a car and they set it and forget it and they never think about it. And in fact, it's, I guess it is our job in this industry not to do a Rompo peel on your car. I don't know how many young people know who that is, but you remember that to set it and forget it, the commercial?
With the rotisserie, yes.
The rotisserie oven, right?
I remember that now.
Yeah, you just have to set it and forget it, you know? Hopefully it's cooked when you get home.
Well, and it's funny that you say that because And I made mention before that I put oil stickers in my own cars. How many times you hop in the car and kids are screaming in the back seat and you are like, you know what? I'm going to check my oil sticker. You know, I'm late on my own oil sticker. So like someone calling me and telling me, hey, you need to get this done. It alleviates that decision fatigue of like, okay, what do I have to do next then? Just you got me. So what do I got to do?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's the shoemaker with a, you know, holes in his shoe.
You got to hold their hand sometimes.
It's another great reason for these outbound calls. It's another great reason for, you know, setting a forward reservation. But I do love the idea that I don't know what I'm going to do in 4 months. Don't worry about it. We got your back. We'll remind you. We'll call. We'll do whatever we have to be in touch with you. But according to all of our records, you're going to be due in 4 months. We got your back. Ooh, this could be the biggest episode of the year, guys.
Well, and if you think about it also this way, and this is kind of how I mentally approach it, it's the only time you look for service is when you need it. So if my roof is leaking, I'm looking for a roofer. If my pipes are leaking, I'm looking for a plumber. I don't want my customers or my clients to be the one like, my car broke down, I need to find a repair shop. They already know where they're going. They're just calling me and I'm setting up the tow. In a world where we're bombarded consistently, constantly, 24/7 with advertisements, that phone call just saying, hey, haven't seen you in 4 months. How you doing?
Yeah, Frank, it's like that fast-paced Amazon world.
How many of us ignore the ads that come through? I do.
Yeah.
If I get an ad that will not go away, I can't even get the justification of the story until I read 10 paragraphs and am forced to watch 20 ads, I'm out. And I'm not sure if that signal back to the either author or the advertisers gets up there. But it's so, so annoying. You know, that stuff probably makes us not want to take your call or maybe not want to follow up on your text. Because again, there's extreme and then there's nice that you guys are doing.
It's the soft touch. It's the, like, it always stems back to the relationship. Like, I'm not some advertising guru. I'm not some guy that's in an office somewhere. I've met you. I know what's going on with your car. Like, I know your kids are at soccer right now. Like, I'm the guy that you want to call because I'm not some entity somewhere.
Wow. Guys, this was an enlightening episode. It really was. Let's go around the room. Anything in your talking points that we didn't cover or any final comments? Let's do this. We'll do Frank, Kent, and then Jesse will be last. Hey, Frank, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. BG Automotive out there in Colorado. Any final words?
No, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I know the caliber of the other shops that are on the screen right now, and I'm thankful to be on with them and be able to talk about this because, again, I'll just reemphasize the fact that we live in a digital world. So a handshake can go a long way.
Thanks so much, Frank. Kent, COO, Ferber.
I would say, again, thanks for including me. I respect both these gentlemen. Jesse and I know each other really well. And I spend some time with Frank, and I love your show, of course. But I hate to keep saying relationship, but it's all about the relationship and being personal. Like, people want that touch. They want, like Frank said, soft touches. That's all it is. Just checking in on you, like Dan would say. Just checking in on you. How you doing? You know, and you're going to build that relationship. In the short 4 months we've done it, we've seen a huge return on investment.
I still do believe people want a personal touch, guys. I still do. As tough as this whole digital world of no personal touch, we could set ourselves apart because that vehicle isn't one and done. It's got to come in. It's got to do things. It's got to be looked at.
Wow.
Jesse, area manager at AutoStream Car Care, one of the largest donors to Brakes for Breast. Thank you for all that you guys do for that. I know that the founders of Brakes for Breast sure appreciate you guys. Any final words, Jesse?
Thanks again for having me, Carm. Great time. Guys, thank you very much for everything you guys were able to share. I just think the calls, the callbacks, and that personal touch are the cherry on top of, you know, a relationship and a visit. So I stand behind them, and I think everybody would see success if they utilize them.
Wow. Great words, guys. Good wisdom. Thank you for being so candid and share. I have some of the best notes of the year is sitting in front of me. The digital oil sticker, I have your back. Woo, I love it. All right, guys. Hey, look it. If you learned anything on the show today, just implement it. And whatever you do, please do it well. Thanks.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.